have.
Hey, we're talking MySpace drama this morning. I know, Jerianne, you were saying that this friend of yours has this drama with this dude who blew her off for a while, said, oh, I'm too busy to go out, and then turns around, goes on his MySpace page and says he's not attracted to her and is annoyed and sick of her.
Yeah.
Right?
And that he regrets kissing her.
I regret kissing her. That is pretty funny. have you ever personally been tangled up in the web of MySpace drama?
Not really.
No?
I'm usually the one that kind of smooths out the drama.
Is that right?
Yeah, even in high school between my close friends and I was always the one that they went to and griped about the other people.
So you're kind of the mediator?
Yeah.
In that sense?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good for you. That's the right side of the fence to be on.
Yeah.
Sha-la-la-la.
Stop.
539-9750 or 238-0975 as we talk a little MySpace drama this morning. Or, like we said, if you're not on MySpace, if you're on Facebook or whatever, obviously the same rules apply.
Internet drama.
Just internet drama in general. Go ahead.
Last summer, my great-grandmother passed away. And my sister called and we were talking about it. And she was looking through MySpace and she says, you're not going to believe this. My cousin was dissing the family on MySpace just right before the funeral.
So
we all go to the funeral and she doesn't know, the whole family knows and has read it.
How was she dissing? What was she saying?
She was saying how much she hates them and they're not even her real family because they're just her. It was her mom's mom and they're the mom and the guy that my grandfather were step relatives, and we weren't really family.
Oh, jeez.
He was really, really bad mouthing everybody and naming names, and it was horrible.
How'd she get busted on that? Was like another family member or one of her friends or something? Or
no, my sister just happened to was just typing in names, and her name popped up, her picture, everything, and
Ooh.
She was just naming everything, and she didn't know anybody knew at the funeral. Even her sister found out at the funeral.
Oh geez.
So, I mean, everybody knew except her.
Oh, what a moron.
she had said how horrible we were and everything, and at the graveside when we were getting ready to leave, I went up and hugged her and I said, see, family really isn't that bad once you get to know us. And he's like, wow, everybody knows.
Whoa, man. Sometimes you see people putting stuff up there, like, wow, I wonder if anyone in their family gets a hold of that.
She got home that night and blocked everybody.
Set that profile to private and then trash your family.